Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Now, before we get into today's episode, I have something really exciting to share with you. Right now, we are currently open for enrollment for our free Coach Week. This is a Coach Week that is our holistic nutrition Coach Week dedicated to helping aspiring coaches learn more about what it means to become a certified holistic nutrition weight loss coach. You can go to fitchicksacademy.com/coachweek to learn more and to grab your free ticket today. So we look forward to welcoming you to Coach Week. We'll see you inside. And now on to today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's episode, we are talking about the development of our holistic nutrition weight loss coach certification. Now, I want everybody to wait for a second because this is actually going to be a very interesting podcast. I think that a lot of people, when they think of, you know, taking a program, they never really understand where it actually came from. And I just really believe that this certification, it was created not only at a time where we really need this and we actually need it more than ever now, but also just even why we're so passionate about it. We have our next one coming up on October 30th. That's our next round, our 8-week certification. And we're just getting so many questions about it. And I just think it will be a very interesting podcast for anyone who's coaching, who develops programs, who is missing weight loss coaching, all that stuff, to really understand how this really is something that, was a passion project and turned into way bigger than us.
I know, it's funny because it did start off as just like, okay, how can we share some more knowledge around this? And then we realized there were so many people that wanted more knowledge around not only holistic nutrition, but holistic nutrition specifically for weight loss and weight management, not only for themselves, but for their clients, that it was like, okay, this has to become something more than just sharing knowledge about it. It has to be like a structured program where we can actually certify people. So,
well, yeah. And I think, you know, just to give everybody the backstory of how this kind of came about. So we've been in this industry since 2006, 2005, when we first got certified. We started our business in 2008. But we were teaching in fitness and we were taking certifications and all of that stuff way back even in 2005. I think 2006, maybe.
I think I took my very first yoga cert. I think it was like 2005, I think.
Yeah.
I took my very first program.
Yeah. So we got really passionate, obviously, about health and fitness, decided, you know what, we want to go and teach other people. And we went and got a certification. So Amanda got her first certification in yoga, and I got my first certification in fitness. So teaching, I did a personal training certification. And I found it so fascinating because during that certification, we learned obviously all about anatomy and how to do proper form and, you know, different modifications and injuries and all of this stuff. But we really didn't learn very much about nutrition.
Like, I learned nothing about, other than in the yoga certification, it was just, you know, to be vegan. That was really it. Cause it was based on like their ethics and principles based on Ahimsa. So it was like, there was no actual dietary information other than just following a vegan diet plan.
Yeah. And in the personal training certification, it was learning, you know, the bare minimum, like what is a protein? What is a carbohydrate? What are fats? What is a calorie? Like, there was nothing that was diving in deeper than just surface level definitions, basically. Like, I could recite what the definitions were of these things, but I really had no concept of what to actually do with them. And I always found that really interesting because as soon as we started working with clients, the very first thing that clients would ask, because the number one thing that clients go to coaches for is weight loss. Right. Mm-hmm. So the number one thing people would always ask me, I don't know about you, was what should I eat? Is this a good food or a bad food? I want to lose weight. What should I be eating?
Yeah, it was definitely that. It was like, what should I eat? Or they would share with me sort of what they were eating. It wasn't necessarily a question. It was more like, okay, so this is what I am doing. Is this right or wrong? Mm-hmm. Is this conducive to my goals? And a lot of times, I remember when I was teaching fitness classes, it would be like, What do you eat before class? What do I eat after class? I don't usually eat anything after class because I don't want to like undo the work. So it was like this missing knowledge of like what would actually happen, like how nutrition works in their body and how things all correlate with each other, right? There was such a missing piece of that puzzle that all of our clients were just kind of, not all, but majority of our clients were feeling like they were really struggling with.
Well, yeah, and the thing too, of course, is you're combating mainstream media where they're sharing, fats are great and carbs are bad, and then you shouldn't eat for between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. or you shouldn't, there were so many pieces of information and people were trying to navigate through it. But I just always found it so fascinating that as fitness coaches, we were never taught this. And then, so what did we do? Like most people do, they go to Google to look for answers. And it was
Google.
But then that led to, of course, a lot of imposter syndrome because there is this natural assumption that if you work in fitness, health, and wellness, that you know about weight loss and you know about nutrition, right?
Yeah,
There's just this
they know
natural, like, as
everything.
soon as somebody's in fitness, it's like, oh, well, you're in fitness. Of course, you're the person to go to help me lose weight. And it's not the case, guys. Most fitness instructors and fitness coaches know bare minimum about nutrition and nothing about actual weight loss.
That's
So,
true.
this was the time, so we were going through and the whole we were growing Fit Chicks boot camp, we're having a ton of questions. We were including stuff about nutrition, but again, in our programs, but it was still not specific. Do you know what I mean? It was still very much like general knowledge, helping people understand nutrition more. But really, when it came to actual weight loss, which was the number one thing we were getting asked about, we didn't really have anything to direct them to. So this was also around the time too that I was feeling massive imposter syndrome. I'd been on a weight loss journey. I'd lost, 50 pounds. But I still did not feel like I was a health coach. Like I looked like a fitness coach. So I decided I was going to do a fitness competition. And if anyone's been on in any of our classes, they've heard me talk about this story. And it was such a fascinating thing for me because a fitness competition is basically like the one I did was 12 weeks. And over 12 weeks, you eat very strictly low calorie and you work out 3 to 4 hours a day, pretty much. And I had hired a top coach too, who was supposed to know about all this stuff, but obviously didn't really understand women's hormones and all of those things. So, anyways, I got to the goal though. Like at the end of the 12 weeks, I was on the stage with the six pack, thinking that I would have the confidence now to lead my own nutrition and I had it figured out. And then I stepped off the stage and I had damaged my hormones. I didn't get my period back for 9 months. My body image issues were all completely triggered again. And the bounce back of that too, like starting to gain weight really quickly because I had completely shifted my body to be so out of balance. And this was for me like a big turning point because I realized I'm like, okay, fitness coaches, no one knows about weight loss. Even people who are, training people in different areas don't really know about long-term weight loss. They know how to get short-term weight loss because there's a big difference between short-term weight loss and actual weight loss that is sustainable and your body's in balance and shifting into this new place. And that was for me what really set me down the path of, reaching out to other naturopathic doctors that I know, holistic nutritionists, fitness, functional medicine practitioners to help in the development of this program because weight loss is so much more than just cutting calories. And it's so much more than clean eating or, eat this and don't eat that. And there's no certifications in it. So there's all these coaches that are out there who want to help people and who are just struggling because they don't have the knowledge. And there's so many clients who think that there is this perfect path or perfect diet they have to find. And if they can't do it, there's something wrong with them, that they don't have willpower and they don't have they can't stick to the program, which was, what I always thought about myself when I was heavier. And it just is creating this cycle of negativity and health issues. And then also feeling that weight loss is a negative thing, which is something you and I talk a lot about. But it's created this idea that, if you want to lose weight, you have to hate yourself or you have to hate the process. And it doesn't have to be that way. So that's where we kind of led into developing this certification because no one else includes it. And any health and wellness coach needs to know about nutrition and weight loss.
I agree. And I think that, you know, that was really well said. And I think the thing that a lot of clients also think is that that it's impossible because they've went up against this so many times in their life. They've went up against trying to do the fad diets, trying to do the super restrictive diets, trying to do all of the things. And I'm speaking even from my own personal knowledge, right? Of like my own personal experience. And I know yours too, where it's like, you feel like you said, like a failure, you feel like, oh my gosh, this is never going to happen for me. And as a coach, you're going to also have clients that feel that same way. They feel like, well, what's going to make this experience any different? And by having the knowledge to actually understand how weight loss really works on all areas, like, and how you need all of the pieces of the puzzle to make it work, that's what allows for you to be able to say, hey, I actually do have a different path. It's not restrictive diet, and it's not just calories in, calories out. That, yes, that matters, but it's not just those things. We're going to give you the whole picture so that you can actually support your hormones in the process, your mindset in the process. We can shift your habit. We can do all of the things to make it so that this is something that can happen for long term versus just this short-term quick fix, which is most fat diets.
Well, yeah. And it's also, you know, I always think about weight loss as, I always use the term the body imbalance, right? And people are like, what does that mean? And I always think of it like a symphony, right? You've got all these different instruments that are playing and they're all playing happy together. So like you've got, you know, the cello and the violin and the trombone and whatever's in a symphony. I don't even know what's in a symphony, but it's like a band, right? Everyone, if one thing is out of whack, the music sounds terrible, right? Mm-hmm. So if suddenly someone who's playing the drums is like, you know, not just hitting the cymbal over and over again, it's like the whole music gets thrown off. Everything has to be working together. So when we're looking at a holistic approach to weight loss, we're looking at the calories in, calories out, right? Because that's energy balance. And everyone needs a different amount of energy to sustain their bodies. We're all very different. We all have different, you know, lean body mass. We all have different activity levels. You've got to figure that out, right? So which is why these one size fits all 1200 calorie diets don't work, because they're blanketing to everybody saying every single person should just go on this one amount of calories, where yeah, I need a different. Yeah, it's like thinking about cars, right? You're not going to put the same amount of gas in a Mini Cooper as you are in a huge Hummer.
Yeah.
Right. But this is the way we approach nutrition, is that, okay, we just look at the Mini Cooper and the Hummer. We're like, well, everyone needs the same amount of gas, but one of them is going to run out of gas. Like, so we have to think about people in that way too. So every single person needs a different amount of calories to run on, depending on their size, depending on their goals, depending on, you know, their current metabolism. Like I said, lean body mass, all of those things matter. So we have to get that landscape into it, but it's also all about the hormones. So, and it's funny because there's such a debate in the health and wellness world about hormones and weight loss. And this is something I find so fascinating, because like any industry, no one can agree on certain things, right? And that they do agree on like the foundational pieces of it, but everyone wants to have their own spin. And as human beings, we like certainty more than anything. So we like people telling us this is right and this is wrong. This is good and this is bad. It makes us feel safe, right? So there are people who say things in that way because they also want it for like marketing, and it sends a message to people that this is the right way. And then people feel safer and they'll go in that direction. I've seen so many diets do this. And then suddenly it's like people, you know, after trying to do it for 3 months, they can't do it anymore. And they're like, okay, well, that didn't work. Something's wrong with me, because that's the right way. Right. And it's like, no, actually, that wasn't necessarily the right way for you. That's the right way maybe for someone. But when it comes to hormones, a lot of people have different opinions about it. And a lot of people think that, you know, it's just calories in and calories out and hormones don't matter. But I always think that hormones matter. Obviously, they matter for a lot of things. But one of the biggest things is that if your hormones are out of balance, you're going to have crazy cravings. Right. You're going to have disordered sleep, which is so important to weight loss. You're going to process foods differently. So these are the things that we have to look at. So yes, maybe hormones don't have the direct correlation to opening up, even though they actually do. I shouldn't even say that. To opening up the fat cells and letting out the fat for the energy. But even if it still is calories in, calories out, because we have to be in a caloric deficit to go to those fat cells to get that energy, because fat is just stored energy on the body that we just take out and use when we don't have it coming in from food and drink. But it's, there is that relationship there. So it's, we've got to make sure that we're balancing hormones. If not, weight loss is not possible for the long term, because you're always going to be fighting your body. Same thing with gut health, same thing with knowing your food intolerances, same thing with moving your body. Like, all of these pieces go into getting the body in balance, which then makes weight loss a lot easier.
I think that, you know, I think simplifying it and allowing people to just see like how everything comes together is really important. So I think it's really great that you just share that, because I do think that so many times we think it is just, I'm just missing this one piece of the puzzle. I'm just missing, like, I just have to be more strict with my diet and then it's going to work. Right. And they don't think about how every single thing, it's like a domino, every single thing affects the other piece. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have to think about it from all different pieces and how each of them are affecting you.
And which is why we also include mindset in our certification as well, because I always say to our students, it's the method. You have to have the method, right? The method is the actions you have to take. It's how you build your meals. It's, you know, how you, certain foods that you include, the timing, the quantity, all of that stuff, right? That's part of the method. And we have to learn that skill set, and our clients have to learn that skill set. But then there's also the mindset, because our mind is so powerful, and we have created our current reality is a representation of our current thoughts, feelings, and actions, right? So whatever we're doing right now, our habits that we do day to day are either moving us towards our goal or keeping us where we're at, right? So we have to change that. But it's very challenging for a lot of us to rewire certain patterns that we already have. You know, I know for me, it was one of the hardest things, was really starting to understand my mindset around weight loss and working on my body image and working on my thoughts about myself and letting go of a lot of the resistance to it, because it's so fascinating. Like, when you start to really look at that stuff and how a lot of us, we just, our mindset is the one thing that's actually keeping us from getting to what we truly want, because we haven't done any work on it.
Well, I think that the mindset is probably, it probably is one of the most powerful, important pieces of the puzzle, because I think that we all have had experiences. Majority of us have had experiences in our life, if weight loss has been a goal of ours, that, where we felt like I said earlier, like, I've done everything, I've tried everything, nothing works. I suck at this. I can't be motivated enough to do this. And we feel like it's our problem, our fault. And so we are stuck in this mindset of like, this will never happen. This won't work for me. Right. And so we get so stuck in that thought that it's like going into anything, it's almost going into it with like this feeling of like already feeling like I'm going to fail at this before we even get started. Right. We kind of go into it with that mindset. And then I think the habits piece is like, that's such a huge thing to have to shift and change, because a lot of our habits when it comes to nutrition come from like deep rooted, like, from when we were children and like kids, whether it be that you were rewarded with snacks or that you were, you know, deprived of certain meals, or you were told to finish your plate, or you were told, you know, whatever it was. But there's these deep rooted sort of beliefs or habits that go hand in hand with when we were children, that we grow up and we hold on to those, whether we think that we are or not, they're still ingrained in us in a lot of ways. And so it's really, that's like a really challenging piece, but it's such an important piece, because that's the piece I believe that will help you change for the long term versus what happens with fad diets, which is like you do it for 3 months, then you're over it, then you move on to the next fad diet. But with a holistic approach and having the whole shift happen, that's where you can actually adapt it to what everybody tells you to do, which is make it a lifestyle. But you have to be able to make it a lifestyle by actually changing the way that you think of it and the way that you see it and then your habits around it, as well as all the other method pieces.
Well, and that's why I love the whole no do overcome mindset. It's like so many people want to go to completely changing their lifestyle and they don't realize that they don't know yet how to do that, right? There's certain things you have to know, which is why like the way that the certification is built is that every module will build off the next, right? So it starts with the foundations, then we move into hormones, then we move into digestion, then we move into, and sorry, digestion and gut health, then we move into food intolerances, Then we go into blood sugar balancing. Then we go into movement and then coaching and building plans. And we're coaching all throughout. But it's not like you're just learning everything at once. You're learning these pieces that build because there's things you have to know when it comes to weight loss, right? Then there are things you have to do. And this is where, again, if we know things in our brain, but we don't take any action on them, we're never going to see the results of it. So what are the habits that we have to get our clients to do and that we have to do ourselves? And then there's the overcome piece, which I think a lot of people don't think about either, is, we have to overcome, whether it be ourselves or it be habits that we've created or obstacles that come up. And when you really think about, I talk a lot in the certification about obstacles and planning for obstacles. Because when we set goals or we set a weight loss like goal, we typically think like, okay, no, I'm all in, right? We've got the mo like in the moment you're so hyped, you're all in. I'm ready for this. I'm doing everything. And then an obstacle hits. It's like, I can't do this. This is not meant for me. This is too hard. Blah, blah, blah. Right. But obstacles come up all the time. So as a coach, knowing how to help your clients overcome those things is one of the key pieces, and knowing for yourself how to overcome it. So that's why I love that whole model, but know, do, overcome. There's things you have to know, there's things you have to do, and then there's going to be obstacles, and we have to know how to overcome them if we're going to make this into a lifestyle, which is
I
where the
think I love
practical
that model
coaching comes in.
too. I love that model too because I think it lays it out so clearly. It's like it's a three-step process. Everything that you're doing is this three-step process of because and again, even when we were developing our certifications, we always said there's so many certifications that are incredible out there, but they just teach you a lot of information. And I know that we have left so many places learning a lot of information, and we go, okay, my head feels like it's going to explode. I have so much information in my head, but then what do I even do with this information? How do I take this information and utilize it? Because it's just knowledge, but it's like I don't have any applicable way to actually use the knowledge. Like I don't know how to utilize it. And I think that that's like the do part. And then the overcome part is the part that's like, there is going to be so much resistance. There's going to be so many different obstacles. There are different things that happen in every single person's life, whether it be yourself or your clients. And knowing how to overcome those is the piece that's the piece that gives you the longevity of
Well, it's
any
like
program.
even knowing about something like blood sugar management, which is why, and I am such a big believer in simplifying coaching. Like, we don't
It
have
has
to
to be
make it
simple.
so complicated for our clients, even learning it. I always say in Fit Chicks Academy, it's got to be simple to learn, simple to coach, simple to do. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be this place, and simple is not easy. It's harder to make things simple than it is to make them complicated. So, even with that no do overcome, let's say we're looking at blood sugar management. Okay, so blood sugar management is key to for weight loss and also for maintenance. We hear about blood sugar management when it comes to diabetes and things like that, but we should be focusing on it. Everyone should focus on balancing their blood sugar, whether diabetic or not. So the knowing, you got to know what is blood sugar management? What happens when your blood sugar is out of balance? How does this all work? What foods affect blood sugar? Then it's what do we have to do? So how do we build meals that will easily balance blood sugar without confusing our clients, without overwhelming them, right? So for us, that's something we teach called the complete in three rule. So that's what we need to do, what we need to do day to day to balance blood sugar without our clients having to get all stressed and complicated into what is blood sugar and all this stuff, right? And then the overcome is, okay, well, I'm going to build these blood sugar balancing meals, but what am I going to do when I'm at work? What am I going to do when I'm traveling? What am I going to do for my kids? What am I going to do if, I
Holiday.
can't cook today and I have to just run to the grocery store and grab something quickly? So those are the things then in the coaching tools as well. And as a coach, you're going to help your clients overcome. We build out cheat sheets of, when you're traveling, when you're going out, restaurant, going through different restaurants, what meals are already complete and three approved. So that's the way when we're saying looking at it in this approach, it just is so much, it's taking complicated concepts and then simplifying them into our day to day. And then real life scenarios, how do we actually do this when shit gets hard? You know what I mean? Like, so it just is, I really think that when it comes to weight loss, I'm just so proud of this certification. I feel like it's fascinating. We built this in 2018. We launched our very first holistic nutrition weight loss coach certification in, well, actually, it was originally called the Natural Weight Loss Coach Certification. Then we changed it to the holistic nutrition weight loss expert certification. And now it's a combination of the two of them back to the holistic nutrition weight loss coach certification.
Yeah.
But we launched it in two.
It's had many renditions, but this is the one that we know we're sticking with now.
Yeah, even though the content hasn't changed, just the name of it was changing because people were getting a bit confused. But we launched our first program, and it really was launched, as we said, to fill this gap in the fitness and nutrition certification industry because we have our fitness and nutrition expert certification. But then we, again, there was this missing chunk for even our students. So we're like, you know what? It's time. Everything that I went through, we built the program, we launched it. And to date, this has now been 5 years. We've had over 1,000 students go through it. We're about to launch our next round. It's just incredible seeing not even just the coaches from around the world who are adding this into their coaching, but also the newbies who are becoming coaches. This is their first step into coaching and seeing how this certification is changing people's lives. You know, that's one of my favorite things is I love reading the stories. We do like an intake of, you know, where you're at and tell us, you know, about yourself, tell us your goals, all of that stuff. And then we check in at the end once they graduate. And so many of our students have had, you know, 10-pound weight loss, 50-pound weight loss, even up to 70 pounds weight loss, just being students, not even coaching other people, then seeing the changes that are happening in their clients and in their businesses and
And in their
in their
families.
families.
There's
Like
so
it's
many people that share
just,
knowledge about their families shifting so many things, like helping their partners, helping their spouses, helping their children shift the way that they're eating. Just like even just these things that happen within their own household, I think is so powerful.
well, yeah, and I just believe truly in my heart, the more that we're all empowered to lead our own health, the bigger and better we all become. This is a skill I truly believe should be in the hands of everybody. And that's why when we decided to launch this, it's, you know, I always think about the ripple effect of if I could teach a coach this, then they can go teach their community this. And then those people then teach it to their families. It's like, how does this, you know, the impact that that could have around the world. And, you know, I truly believe that because this completely changed my life. You know, I can't explain to people because I honestly can barely even remember what that person was like. And I try to remember what I was like way back when, because I'm at that place now where I don't even stress about my weight, nutrition, any of it, because these habits are ingrained in who I am. It wasn't always like that. But the freedom that you feel when you, if you are someone who has struggled with weight or you have clients that are struggling with weight and the amount of brain space you spend thinking about losing weight or trying to lose weight or going on diets. And when you free that up, what you can do in your life outside of that, it's absolutely incredible. So I'm really, really excited for this next round, which we have coming up. So our next Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification starts on October 30th. We have open enrollment right now. And for those of you who are thinking, hey, this sounds kind of cool, or you're already coaching and you're, you know, curious about it, we do have our Holistic Weight Loss Coach Week coming up. It is running from October 19th to 22nd. You can grab your free ticket at fitchicksacademy.com/coachweek. They're limited free tickets, so make sure that you go and grab it now. And this is going to be a 4-day event where you're going to come behind the scenes and really we're going to teach and dive into these tools more. What is holistic weight loss? How do you coach in it? Why it's so effective? How do you build plans? How to build a successful business with it? All of the things. So go grab your ticket and we hope to see you there.
We'll see you there.
Okay, everybody, have an amazing day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.
Thank you all so much for listening to Fit Chicks Chat today. We hope you loved today's episode. And again, if you want to learn more, if you love this stuff and you want to dive in deep and learn about what it means to become a certified holistic nutrition weight loss coach, for all aspiring coaches or for coaches out there looking to get even more knowledge when it comes to holistic health practices, please join us for our free coach week that is starting soon. Go to fitchicksacademy.com/coach week to grab your free ticket today. We look forward to seeing you there. And thank you once again. We'll see you soon.